We're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, by the two dots, about eight lines down. So the Gemara says, "V'korin aser sedir v'shma v'hayim shmo v'yomer v'emesiyatziv avodu berachos kohanim." This is what the kohanim would do in the Beis Hamikdash. They did the aser sedir first, then shma v'hayim shmo v'yomer emesiyatziv. They would do avodu, which is ritzei, and then berachos kohanim. Unreviewed on shmo. Afikvum bikushalak likros kain. They wanted to say the aser sedir even outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Look, for a bit lumin tarvus aminim, but they stopped it because of the complaints that were made by those people who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, the minin, the apostates. Because they said these are the only mitzvahs, there are no others. That's why we say them every morning. Tanya Melchi, we have a brace like this. Rabbi Nassim Rigvim Bikshu Likros Kena, Lakshargiv Illuminate Tarum Saminin, the exact same thing. Rabbi Vavarchana, Savar Lamakvinu Bechsura. Rabbi Vavarchana wanted to do it in Surah. He wanted to say the Sarah Jervis in Surah. Amalar Chisuk Varbit Lumin Tarum Saminin. Nope, they stopped it because of the Minin. Amer Savar Lamakvinu Benardo. Amalar Ravashi Kvarbit Lumin Tarum Saminin. Ravashi told Amer not to do it because Tarum Saminin. So we didn't add the Sarah Jervis to our davening. Bishabbos Mosib by the two dots. Bishabbos Mosib Barachachas and Mishmar Yotze. And Shabbos added on a bracha. For the Mishmar on the left, my bracha achas, what is this extra bracha? Amar v'chobo Mishmar yotze omer l'mishmar nechnas, the Mishmar that left, would say the Mishmar that came in, Misha shikne shmo b'ayzazes, the one who has his name dwell upon this base, Mikdash, who yashkin b'neichem ava v'achav v'shalom reyes, he should place between you ava achvan shalom reyes, and that's the bracha that they gave the Kohanim. Makasham l'arech in yachol l'katzer, in a place where they said that you should have a long bracha, you can't make a short bracha. P'shite eichet kanaki katzer d'cham rabbi yadav k'saver d'shikrehu. It's obvious that if you're holding a cup of wine in your hand, you think it's beer, and you make the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, thinking that it's beer, and but you end up saying, and it happens to be wine, yotze. You're for sure yotze. The inami imamar shakol niyabivaru yotze. Because even if you would have ended off with shakol niyabivaru, you'd be yotze on wine, and you wouldn't make a new bracha. D'altanano, kulim imamar shakol niyabivaru yotze. On all these things, if you make a shakol, it works. But let's say the opposite. You're holding a cup of beer in your hands, and you think it's wine. You start off making the bracha thinking that it's wine, but you end off saying beer. So you say shahakol niyavivaro when you were supposed to say, you thought to say bray paragafen. In the end, you said the right bracha, but you had in mind by bracha to Hashem that it was going to be wine. So my, what's alach basar ikar bracha azlin or basar chasim azlin? Do we go after what you said when you said bracha to Hashem? Or do you go after how you actually ended it and you ended it correctly? So toshma, shachris, possibly yotzer, v'sam, mari varavim. We have a brisa where shachris, if you start off with yotzer or, but you end off with mari varavim, lo yotza. Now this is when you actually, you finish off the actual bracha. It's not talking about where you're Baruchat, it's when you're saying the actual Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, right, and not toward the end of the bracha. So you start off saying Baruchat Hashem, and you think of Yotzer Or, and then you say Melech Olam HaMariv Aravim, or whatever it is, you go that way. Lo Yotzer, you're not Yotzer. Possible Mariv Aravim, sign be Yotzer Or, but if you start off with Mariv Aravim, you say Baruchat Hashem, thinking Mariv Aravim, but you ended with when you said Melech Olam, you actually said Yotzer Or, you're Yotzer. Arvis in the evening, Pasav b'Mariv Aravim. If you started off in Mariv Aravim, Asayim b'Yotzer, or you ended with Yotzer Or, lo Yotzer, you're not going to be Yotzer, because in the end it's Mariv, you should have said Mariv Aravim. Paschach b'Yotzer Or, but if you start with Yotzer Or, Asayim b'Mariv Aravim, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking Yotzer Or, but you said Mariv Aravim, Yotzer, you're going to be Yotzer Kol Shel Devar HaKol HaKach HaRachosim. So the klal is, you always go after what you ended off ending. Did you end it correctly? Great. So if you ended it correctly, you're good. So too by the brachos, so Shahakol and Hagafen, it should depend on how you ended it. So we say, no, Shiny House, and to come Baruch Yotzer HaMyoros. Because at the end of that bracha, because that's a really long bracha, you end off with Baruch HaTo Hashem Yotzer HaMyoros. So if you started off with Yotzer Or, mistakenly, because Mari Ravim, and you ended with Yotzer HaMyoros, then you're good. So that makes sense if you say that every bracha that doesn't have askar Hashem is not really a bracha. So if it's only bracha to Hashem and it doesn't have, you know, Elokeinu Melech Olam or anything like that, then it comes out well. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you need to say Melech Olam, right? And every bracha needs to have that. The Ma'ikel Amemer, then who cares about the end bracha where you say bracha to Hashem and say Maros? That bracha is not a real bracha according to Rabbi Yochanan. So who cares what you're saying at the end? Since Rabbi Barula already told us earlier that you can, we have to mention day at night and night during day. So when you're saying bracha and malchus, you have in mind both or and choshech. So no matter what, you should be yotze. So that's going to be a little bit different. So we can't bring any proof from yotze or mariv aravim or anything like that because that's going to be completely different. So now we're trying to still answer what's going to be with shahakol. Right, and the Bray Paragafen, so Toshma, Misefa, let's look at the end. Kol Shodavar HaKol Chosom, everything goes after the end. Kol Shodavar Lasuyimai, when we say this is the rule, what rule are we including? What are we including over here? Lav Lasuy HaDomran, aren't we saying what we're talking about right now? Right, which means that even if you say, if at the end you say, you end up saying, Shakol Niabidvaro, even though you thought it was wine in the beginning, you should still be Yotze. Right? So we say, no. Lav Lasuya Hadamran, lo. Lasuya Name Vitamri. We're including a case of where you have bread and you have a date, like a date cake. The date cake looks like bread. If you're eating bread and you thought it was a date fruit, whatever it is, right? So you ate it, right? And you started to think about the tamarim, so you wanted to make a bread for Yitzvah, but you ended up saying, that's exactly what we're asking, where it wouldn't be Yotze anyway, so what do? Going to Achol Tamri, you were eating tamarim, right? You thought it was bread, you thought you were eating bread, and you started off saying, thinking on Motzi Lachem Minarets, but you ended off saying the right bracha for tamri. You're Yotze. Dafilu sign b'nahama, now Yotze. Because even if you would have finished off with a motzi lachem in arutz, you would have been Yotze. My time to tamim nami mezen zayni, because tamarim also support sustain you. So therefore, we don't know. We have no idea what's going to be the halacha. If you started off thinking that it was wine and you ended off saying, you know, shakol mi abidvaro, because you said it mistakenly, and it happens to be beer, what's the halacha in that case? We really don't know. If you don't say Amos Yatsiv in the morning, you don't say Amos Mamuna in the Marav, you got to say those. In the morning, we got to talk about your Chesed, that's Amos Yatsiv, and in the evening, we have to talk about your Amuna, the Amuna that we have in you. That's why I say Amos Mamuna. When a person bows, when a person davens, he has to bow at the words Baruch Atah, and when he gets up, he has to straighten up by Yakarish Baruch's name. What's the reason? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu straightens the bent. We say, wait a second, we have a kasha, because it says, because of my name, right, one bends. So it seems like, right, because of my name you bend, you should bend at the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishmi, they say, at my name, Mipnei Shmi Ksiv. Because of my name you bend, but you get up when you actually mention Hashem's name. That's how we answer it. So that's why we get up by Hashem Zokev Kuvim. Amar Le Shmuel Lechibarav, Baro Ryan, son of a great man. Tovet Melech HaMilsam Al Yosef De Amar Avuch. Let me come and tell you something that your father said, what Rav said. This is what your dad said. When you bend, you should bend by Baruch. When you straighten out, you straighten out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Sheshes and the top of Yud Beis Mabez. When he would bow down, he would bow down like a rod, go straight down. When he bent, when he got up, he would get up like a snake, slowly but surely. Two dots on the top of Yud Beis Mabez. Rav Baruch Hinnin Asab, Mishmet Rav. Rav Baruch Hinnin Asab, it says in the name of Rav, Kol Hashanah Kula Adam Mizbal, Kel HaKadosh Melech Hoi Tzedakom Mishpat, all year long. You do a Kel HaKadosh, and you make a Melech Hoi Tzedakom Mishpat. Chutz Me'asar Yom Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yekurun, except for the service made Chubish, Mizbal, Al Melech HaKadosh, Al Melech HaMishpat. You do a Melech. Rav Yelazo Amar, Afilu Amar El HaKadosh, even if you say a Kel HaKadosh during those days, you're Yotish. Number Yibah Hashem Tzvokos Mishpat, a Kel HaKadosh Nikdash Bit Tzedaka. Even those days, you could say a Kel HaKadosh, Yemes Avi Yibah Hashem Tzvokos Mishpat. When is a Kadosh Baruch Hu high in judgment, Ilo Asar Yom Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yekurun, 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 Yom Shabin Rosh Hashanah Rabba or Melech HaKadosh, Rabba Melech HaMishpat, Ilchus HaKarabba, we pass on like Rabba, and that's why we do it during the Aseres Mitzvah, and if you don't say it, you're not even Yotzei. Rabba Baruch Hinnin Asaba, Rabba Baruch Hinnin Asaba, Mishmeinu Rav, Rabba Baruch Hinnin Asaba says in the name of Rab, this is altogether, I believe, our fourth statement from Rabbi Rachin and Asab in the name of Rab. Kol Shavzul Vakish Rachel Ben Chavir Ben Vakish. Anybody who could daven for his friend and doesn't do any kachoti are called a sinner. Shema Gamenu Chlili Mechatul Hashem Mechatul Ispalo Badchem. Me, says Shmuel Levi, Chalila. That I would sin to God to not daven for you. That's what Shmuel Navi said. So it must be, right, that you must daven for somebody if you can. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you should make yourself sick over the other person by time. There's nobody, you know, nobody among you that really has anything that can reveal to my ear, tell me what to do. Maybe a melech is totally different. Because it says over here in Parsha in Tehillim, by David Melech, he says, and I, Bechalo, someone they got sick, I don sackcloth. So that shows that you should even make yourself sick over somebody else. So that's the idea behind it. Okay. Rabba Rachin and Asaba, Mishmeh Rav, the fifth statement. Rabba Rachin and Asaba, and then Rav called also Dover Aver, Mispaishbo. Anybody who doesn't Aver and is embarrassed by it, Mochlo Kolovanosov, we're give you a Mechila for all your sins. Shaman Lamatis Grew of Oshas. The Lo Yelachod Piskom Pepinikinlasko, you won't have any Piskom Pe, anybody opening their mouths against you because of your embarrassment. The Kapri Lachai will give me a Chaper you. The Choshe sees over everything you did, Numashem Elokim. So embarrassment is enough to give you a Kapara. Don't see Bor Shani. Ah, but maybe that was a Tzibor. The Yechesko was telling them all to be embarrassed, and therefore that was a Tzibor. 24. Why did you anger me by bringing me up? This is when Shaul HaMelech called up Shmuel to the Negida, to the Balas Ov. Right? So why did you anger me by doing that? It's been really bad for me. Pollution will come and be in the pollution. I'm waging war against me. Hashem saw me and Hashem turned away from me. He hasn't answered me through the Nevi'im or dreams. And I called out to you because I don't know what to do. He didn't mention Urim V'Tumim. Mishum to cut Novi Arkoanim because he killed Novi Arkoanim. And that's the reason why the Urim V'Tumim wasn't answering him, because he killed Novi Arkoanim. So he didn't even mention it. How do we know he got a Achila? Tomorrow you and your children will be with me, he was told. Shmuel and Nevi told Shaul HaMelech that you're going to die, but tomorrow you will be with me, meaning you are going to get Olam Haba. You are going to get some form of Olam Haba. So we see that even though he's going to die, he got a Achila. It's with me in my mechitzas. They hung them. We will hang them, said the police. We will hang them to Hashem in Givat Shaul, Bechir Hashem, the chosen one of God. Obviously, the Givonim didn't say Bechir Hashem. They were angry at Shaul and therefore wanted to kill his kids. Who said the chosen one of God? Yatzav Askel from Bechir Hashem. A Baskel came out and said Bechir Hashem to show that he was chosen by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem was happy with him and he gave him a chila because he was embarrassed. Amar Rabbi Avobez Utrasi Mish Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavda Zvida. Rabbi Avobez Utrasi said that in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvida, Bikshu Lukavol Parshas Balak with Kriya Shema. Getting back to Kriya Shema, they wanted to make all of Parshas Balak be together with Kriya Shema. Why didn't they do it? Because it was just too much to say. So Kriya Shema really would have been four paragraphs. It would have been the three paragraphs that we have in a fourth paragraph that was dealing with all Parshas Balak. But there was a Tirchah Tzibura. My time, Yilam Mishnuksiba, almost Yom Mitzrayim. What was so great about it? Because it says God took us out of Mitzrayim. Well, in Parshas Ribbis, Parshas Mishkalos, Mitzrayim is written by Ribbis. It's written by the weights. Why is this so important? Why is this so much better than Rabbi Yosef Barav Mishnuksiba Haikra? Because of this pasuk, Karashach of Kariv, Klavi Miyakimenu. He lies down like a lion and like a lioness. Who's going to be able to get him up? And that's the awesomeness of the pasuk, showing how powerful a Kaddish Baruch Hu is. Only the high pasuk of Lusulo. Fine. So why don't we just say that and add that to our Shema? Miracle Parsha Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinu. The low Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinu. We have a tradition that any parsha that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, he put a pay and a samach there. That will do. But if he didn't, then no. And therefore, this pasuk can't be taken out of context. We have to leave it in the whole parsha. If we can't say the whole parsha, then we're not going to say any of it. Appreciation in Parsha Tzitzis Me'akavua. So what about Parsha Tzitzis? Why do we put that one in there? Why is that part of Shema? Because there are five different great aspects to Parsha Tzitzis. Mitzvah Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ol Mitzvos, the fact that there's a yoke of mitzvos, Das Minim, going against the apostates, Hirur Avera, the Hirur Avodah Zarah, bad thoughts about Averas and bad thoughts about Avodah Zarah, which seems to be one. Bishma Hani tells him a fortune. The first three are pretty obvious. Ol Mitzvos, we got Tzitzivir Yisimos, Ozachachachmas, Komis Hashem, you'll see it. You remember the Mitzvah Hashem, Tzitzis, Vasulam, Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Shot, Tzitzis, Hamerit Mitzrayim. Das minim here, Ravir, here, Avodah Zarah, Minalim. Where do we know the other way? Tani Acharei Levavchem. After, don't go after your Alosasu. Acharei Levavchem. Don't go after your heart. Zuminus. Don't be an apostate. V'chinu Amar Amar Nevubelibo. Ein Elokim. The abominable one says to himself, "There is no God." Acharei Inechem. Here, Ravir. Going after your eyes. Don't go after your eyes. The here, Ravir. That's referring to thoughts of the Vera. Shemar Yomer Shem Shalaviv. Osa Kachliki Yashraveina. Take that woman because she is good in my eyes. He obviously looked at her. Atem Zonim. You are straying after Zehur Avodah Zarah. V'chinu Amar Yiznu Acharei Ba'alam. They strayed after the Ba'alam. And therefore, that's a word of Avodah Zarah. So those are five things / six things that Parsha Tzitzis has more than everything else. Maskirin, it says the Mishnah, bottom of the daf, on Yud Beis Ma Beis. Maskirin Yitzias Tzayim Belelos. We mention Yitzias Tzayim at night. So in other words, we still do Zech Yitzias Tzayim at night, even though we didn't leave till the morning. Relos and Azariah, we need to mention Mishnah, Velos, Zech Yitzias Tzayim Belelos, Ash Drosha Ben Zoma. Behold, I am like I'm 70 years old. So we all know the idea. He was 18 years old, and yet he looked like he was 70. He had the white hairs that went through his system, right? It could be he was actually 70, and it makes more sense that he was around 70 years old. There's a famous Chassam Sofer on this. But let's say, I'm almost 70 years old. I was not Zocha to learn how Yitzias Mitzrayim could be done at night. Until when Zoma came and said it, you should remember the time that you left Mitzrayim, all the days of your life. That's during the days. That includes nights. So at nights, you got to remember that you left Mitzrayim. This world, Kol, lovely Moshe Mashiach, and Kol is to include not only this world, but also Moshe Mashiach itself, that we should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, that there is going to be something during Moshe Mashiach that's going to be awesome. Tanya, in the Gemara, we learn in Abraisa. Amr Lahem ben Zoma Lacham, the Ben Zoma said to the Chamb Yechamai Skirin, Yitzhak Zayim, Lamos Mashiach, do you think we're going to do Yitzhak Zayim during the days of Mashiach? Lok Ranami, Yami Banyu, Mashiach, Belo Yom Ma'od, Chai Hashem. Let's do the pasuk again. It says, "Hine yamim b'nu Hashem." The days are coming. Says Hashem, "Lo yimro od chay Hashem asher halas b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim." We're no longer going to say by the living God that brought b'nei Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. "Kim chay Hashem asher halav asher hibi zera b'Yisrael Mitzrayim." rather by the life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought up and was able to take out the children of Bnei Yisrael from the northern lands and from all the lands that they have been strayed to, that they have been brought there. So in other words, we're not going to remember about Yitzhak Yitzhak, we're going to remember about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do in the future. We said, no. That doesn't mean the Yitzhak Yitzhak is going to be taken out of its place and uprooted completely. We're not going to mention Yitzhak Yitzhak ever again. Today, Shibud Malchus, Sikh of Yitzhak Yitzhak, Tafalo. Rather, Shibud Malchus, the Sheba that we'll have to the other kingdoms will be the Iker, and the Yetzirah Mitzrayim is going to be secondary to it, but we're still going to mention it. Kiyosei with Omer. Let me tell you something similar. Your name is no longer going to be Yaakov, it's going to be Yisrael. So on the top of Yud Gimel Vav, Lo Shiyakir Yaakov Min Komo, it's not that Yaakov is going to be taken out of its place and we'll never call him Yaakov ever again. Yisrael, Iker Yaakov Tafalo. Rather, Yisrael is going to be the Iker and Yaakov is going to be secondary. So too, Yemosim Mashiach, we're going to talk about our Yetzirah from Galus, that's going to be the Iker, and Yetzirah Mitzrayim is just going to be secondary to it. Don't remember the first things and those things that happened originally, don't put in your understanding. That refers to Shibud Malchus, right? So when it comes to Shibud Malchus and Yetzirah Mitzrayim, both of them are going to be mentioned and both of them are going to be important. We're going to try to do both of them right there. Okay, we'll stop right there. Five lines down on Yud Gimel Aleph.